Why did you decide to climb a 14er with your cello, along with a violinist? What brought around this idea?
Over the course of 5 weeks in the mountains, I was cello faculty at the Rocky Ridge Music Center, just south of Estes Park. That's actually about half a mile from the trailhead to Long's Peak. And I, at the beginning of the summer program, I gave myself a goal, other than being very busy teaching and performing at the Rocky Ridge, that I would also do some hiking, and I would cap it off with climbing Long's Peak. And it wasn't until about a week before that the thought occurred to me, well, I'm here with my cello, so let's try to take it to the top.
And how did that work out? I mean, you definitely, was it a collaboration with the violinist, or did she just kind of decide to come along, or how did that work
out?
Well,
I asked, I carefully asked some musicians that I deemed would be up for a crazy idea, but also physically prepared, and because it was also physically not an easy feat.
But you yourself, you said, hadn't done too many 14ers, if I'm correct. Was this your first one?
That was my first 14er. And I've climbed, hiked a lot, and even done some freestyle climbing as a teenager, and later gave it up when a career in cello performance teaching was becoming a reality. I realized I should become more careful with my fingers, stop playing basketball and climbing. But some of the experiences from that were very helpful in the ascent, and actually descent even more, because I had to go facing the wall because of the cello for most of the descent in the rock. So that experience from some 15 years ago was very helpful.
And let's talk about that. Is this a beloved cello? Do instruments, like, I mean, do they become a part of you? Is this something you were concerned about, the fact that your cello is going to be facing kind of extreme situations? Was there a concern for your instrument at all?
Yes, there was. I shared it with one of my colleagues, and she said, "You're crazy." My wife also did not meet that idea with approval. But then I did take my backup. I have sort of a backup, less valuable instrument. That's sort of my first cello. I took that one to Rocky Ridge, and then the night before, I realized that if my cello was in danger, so was I. And so what good is protecting my good cello if I was no longer around? So I packed up my good cello. It's an Italian cello made in 2005 that I love, and it's serving me really well.
Your videos receive thousands of views online on YouTube, and there have been stories written about it and your trip up there. Are you surprised that there was an outpouring, or did you kind of realize that this is something unique and that people would really kind of connect with?
The whole idea of behind going up there was more of a personal challenge. But on the way up, as I met people, either people passed us or we passed some people on the way up, realized this, everybody was shocked and surprised and excited to hear a concert on top, started realizing this is quite a unique thing. And then once the concert finished, you know, people were taking pictures of us and on top, and I realized this is probably going to get some attention. I sent a short summary of the trip to Estes Park News, and they were happily published it, and it kind of took off from there. Spoke with a reporter at the Greeley Tribune, and then I realized this is actually a pretty hot story, especially locally for a very outdoors loving Colorado public.
Right. And
but you know, I should mention, though, it's shocking, and I think it's over 10,000 people that already saw the video. I was surprised, but also a little bit saddened, because we have a very difficult time sometimes getting media attention for even the most outstanding traditional concert recitals. And so having to, I guess, climb the mountain gets that publicity that we sometimes desire for some of the things we do more regularly.
And what was the experience like when you reached the top? Is this something you would do again? Is this definitely something that was an experience? Because you know it was a personal goal for you, and you've done that. Are there new goals with this type of feat where you take a cello and maybe a couple of their instruments, possibly?
Well, when we got to the top, we were exhausted. And then we performed. By the way, the sound up there is very interesting. I don't have all the physics knowledge about it, but it seemed because of the thinner air that the sound actually projects differently, more directly, even though there are no walls that would help with the echo, the amplification of the sound. The sound was very clear and present. On the way down, I kept telling myself, I'm never doing this again, because it was that the descent was possibly more challenging than going up, because of fatigue, but also I was much bulkier with the backpack in the front and the cello in the back. But as far as now, thought of doing it again, maybe not long speak, but, you know, there are other 14ers. And about 3 years ago, I had this idea. I grew up in Slovenia. That I want to go to the tallest mountain with instruments with my brother, who's a violinist. And because of weather or schedule issues, we have not made it happen yet. So that one's sort of my next goal. But it isn't my goal to become known as the cellist that climbs mountains necessarily.
You know, talk about music and nature and talk about the importance of that. And if you find that important, you know, you brought music to a very remote place. Do the songs feel different when you play them up there? Is there a euphoria or is there a feeling, not just, you know, physically with sound and all that sort of physics and all that other things, but really just the emotional impact of that, maybe for some of the people that were there. Can you kind of touch on that a bit?
Yeah, the audience is definitely impacted, I think, each in their own way, the way they perceive nature, perceive music. For me personally, I think in nature, the spontaneity of nature, sometimes we go into nature, go into the mountains to get away from the patterns of the city or the patterns of our daily activities, jobs, and see the much more complex, wonderful, and spontaneous patterns in nature, visual, sound. And I think that spontaneity and being for 13 hours being on that trip, I think it encourages spontaneity in the music that I play. So certainly there is a certain freedom in it that I feel. But I don't often play music in nature, so it was definitely special.
Has this, just as an aside, been done before? Do you know of any other 14ers that have had a cello concert on top of them offhand?
I don't, and I started researching a little bit whether this constitutes some sort of a record, and we'll see.
Now, were the songs that you chose just 'cause, or was there a reason, or were they easy to play in the situation, or just kind of that's what you wanted to portray up there, or the music, I'm sorry?
I think it was a combination of things. There were things. I've also, the previous few days were very busy for me. The day before, I had two concerts myself of different music in a chamber, in a string quartet setting at Rocky Ridge, and also in an orchestra playing a Rachmaninoff concerto for piano at a music festival. So it was an incredibly busy day before. There wasn't a lot of time to rehearse. Jenny and I got together and pulled some music together, and most of the music, actually all the music that's seen on the video, is we play from memory because there was no way to pin the music down. Some of it was chosen because it's our favorite music, some of the Bach that I played. I also played the theme from the slow movement of Dvorak's New World Symphony, and
right,
it's meaningful in a number of ways. One, the U.S. is sort of a new world for me, as it was for Dvorak, although he never really immigrated. Having grown up in Slovenia, I've now lived half of my life in each place. Also, it was the main song in our wedding 10 years ago with my wife, whose name, incidentally, is also Jenny. So that was sort of a little gift for her. And then a couple other things that a couple of duos, of course, we had to play the national anthem. It's done at every event, so this seemed significant enough an event. Although some bloggers and some responders to an article in Slovenia were complaining why we did not perform Slovenian national anthem.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.